The Supreme Court yesterday adjourned hearing of the election petition to Monday, April 22. Lead counsel for President Mahama, who is the first respondent, Tony Lether, will on Monday continue his cross-examination of Dr. Baumia, who will be in the witness box as the hearing enters day 4. Bubu Klinogo and George Asikwe report that after the close of day 3 of hearing, the petitioners had further reduced the number of polling stations where alleged irregularities took place from 11,842 to 11,221, and further reducing it by 83, bringing it to 11,138.
Dr. Baumia told the court that the total number of votes that will be affected by the removal of the 83 polling stations is 251,000, thus bringing the total number of votes that petitioners prayed the court to annul to 4,381,415. Asked about the stamp of credibility put on Ghana's elections by local and international observer bodies, Dr. Baumia said their reports are not relevant to the issue before the court. In response to President Mahama's explanation that biometric verification cannot be the only means of verification for the purpose of voting in line with Article 42 of the 1992 Constitution, for which reason the EC could not deny some people their fundamental right to vote because they were not biometrically verified, Dr. Baumia's response was that, from his understanding of the law as amplified by the chairman of the EC before the election, no one was supposed to vote without biometric verification. During cross-examination, lead counsel for President Mahama, Tony Lether, sought to establish that Dr. Baumia is not a credible witness in that he deliberately manipulated the pink sheet to tender in evidence.
Noticed that you have actually changed the signatories by photocopy to the same polling sheet.
Well, I can only say that the signature page, I mean, some of the pages that you brought didn't have signature pages. All I can say is that the signature pages are different, and this could be in the process of collation. Maybe they clipped the wrong pages, depending. Oh. I don't know, but they are different.
So you also make mistakes?
Not me, but everybody. Yes, they are different.
I'm suggesting to you that this was deliberate.
It couldn't have been. Why? Couldn't have been. Why?
I'm suggesting to you, it is essentially what I've been trying to tell you this last hour. It is to deceive the court.
There's no way that can happen. We have put together data. We have analyzed data. And the data is not duplicated. You just have to see 1,138 polling stations, each with a separate exhibit number. There is no duplication. No matter how hard you try, you will not be able to show duplication.
I have in my hand exhibit MBE 163. MBE 163. And the polling station name is Temporary Booth. Compare. Oh, I got it right. Temporary Booth. Temporary is spelled, is shortened. T-E-M-P. Compare, C-O-M-P-A-R-I. And the polling station code, C-O-M-P-A-R-I. And the polling station code is K-0801-02. K-0801-02. And the polling station code, as I said earlier, was MBE 163. Now, that same pink sheet has been relabeled exhibit MBP 004944. Can you confirm to the court that indeed the same pink sheet has been differently labeled under two different alleged polling irregularities?
Yes, my lord, this is the same polling station code, different exhibit numbers, but this entered the analysis only once.
However, Dr. Baumia denied any wrongdoing. He explained that in instances where the pink sheet appeared in duplicate, only one was used in analyzing the results.
Bubu Klinogo and George Asakwi filed that report. Spokesperson for respondents and petitioners have been explaining the proceedings in court yesterday. First, the spokesperson for respondent, Nana Tudazi, he pointed out that the allegations raised by the petitioners were untrue.
Essentially, you could see that Mr. Tonerito has taken just one of the issues that my friends have raised. In their petition, they raised quite a number of allegations. And one allegation is that we had duplicated votes in various polling stations. In particular, they claim that they found double pink sheets in one polling station. And that shouldn't ever happen, they claim. Well, that's interesting. But today, Mr. Tonelito opened up to show that that allegation cannot be true, because it was very obvious from the analysis that it was going on, and as the witness was admitting consistently that indeed the polling station result that we're seeing represented two different results in the same polling station. And I believe that as we go on, you'll be explaining how that was possible.
But he was mentioning the fact that because of the manual generation of the data as well as the electronic, and the fact that the electronic one was what was used in the final analysis. What do you say to that?
Yes, but I don't want to preempt it, because there is another issue that arises. Okay. You see, you have to turn the question the other way around. Assuming that there were two documents there, and only one was counted, as he now later on claimed that only one was counted, what does that mean? You get me? Don't forget his argument earlier on the case of the petitioners all along being that two results were added, padding up the president's result. Now he says only one result was in fact taken out of that. What does that mean? There are so many imponderables here.
That was spokesperson for the respondent, Nana Tudazi. Spokesperson for the petitioners, Gloria Akufu, was emphatic that the petitioners were on course.
Maumia has been very firm and consistent in his evidence. He completed his evidence in chief by answering questions arising out of the answers of the respondents. He is now under cross-examination, and the respondents are showing him documents from our pack of pink sheets that were used in the case. They are trying to establish that we have been engaged in double counting, but I will emphatically say that, as the witness has indicated, there has been no double counting whatsoever. I would conclude by saying that we are on very firm grounds. We are not shaking in our evidence, and we are comfortable with what we have done so far, and that we are on the way to winning our case.
One question that arose in the course of all of that was the issue of the manual and then electronic generation of the data. How did that come about, and why did you submit both in the first place?
You will recall that we had only 5 days to present our evidence. You will recall also that we had submitted complaints in our petition regarding statutory violations, malpractices and irregularities that affect over 11,000 polling stations and involving some over 4 million votes. To establish such a matter, it means that you have to put that many documents together. 5 days was pretty very short. You needed a lot of hands to be working on this. At a point in time, it became obvious that manually errors were being committed. So we shifted to electronic numbering. I think that is where the confusion arose. But you will recall also that in his evidence, Dr. Baumia has in fact indicated to the court that he had discounted certain numbers after he had updated his analysis. He has also been emphatic that although it appears that these documents have come in the doubles, they were never counted as doubles, and that no pink sheet was counted more than once in his analysis, which he has presented to the court and which the court is now looking at.
Monday is the next day. What do we expect?
Monday, we expect that the respondents will continue with their cross-examination, and our expectation is that we will remain very firm in our conviction that we are winning our case.
Spokesperson for the petitioners, Gloria Akufu. A legal practitioner, Maxwell Opoku-Ajima, has been explaining to Radio Ghana the importance of cross-examination in any legal issue. He said during the process, the cross-examiner is expected to test the credibility of the stories a story a witness puts across. Lawyer Opoku Ajimai also explained other legal issues associated with the ongoing proceedings. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
After examination in chief, you have every right to question the person who gives you the evidence of examination in chief. Because under our law, if you fail to ask questions on any statement made by your opponent, you are presumed to have admitted it. So any lawyer worth his salt will try and punch holes on the statement made in the examination in chief. And that's what any lawyer will seek to do. So that is not a problem at all. Cross-examination, the intention of the cross-examiner is to test the credibility of the story of the witness or the credibility of that person. And how do we do it? We do it by attacking inconsistencies in a person's statement. If a person makes an inconsistent statement in law, the presumption is that the person is not credible and therefore should not be believed. So any lawyer who is going to cross examination, that is what he has to do. So that is, if you listen to or look at what happened, that was the intention. The intention is that you said A, but we have found B. What is that? Then you have to explain. If you fail to explain, then somebody will say you have been inconsistent. And if you are inconsistent, then somebody will say you are not credible. And if you are not credible, then you tell the judges not to attach any weight to whatever you have said. So that is basically the essence of cross-examination.
Legal practitioner Maxwell Opoku Ajimai, we apologize for the poor sound quality.